Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
In the 1980s is when I really started getting interested in health, being a teen and then a young adult. And boy, at the time, Andrea, it was low fat this, low fat that, no fat this. I remember all the cookies that came out and all the foods. And isn't it funny that everybody started gaining tons of weight? Do you remember that craze?
Oh, for sure. We do. I mean, now we know it's not the fat that's making, I mean, it's the type of fat for sure that's going to contribute to gaining weight, but it's also the type, you know, the type of fat and what we're eating and other things like carbohydrates. So, you know, yes, when we know better, we do better, right, Lisa? Like, it's all such new information.
We sure do. We've got the lovely Laura Kraber from the 1111 Institute, Wellness Center, excuse me. She works with Dr. Frank Lipman. Today, we're talking about the ins and outs of good fats. Hello, Laura.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's great to have you on, Laura. So as I mentioned, I mean, the 80s and 90s were just a crazy low-fat, high-sugar, high-carb craze, and it just seemed like it ruined everybody's health. So that's, now we've got to get on the healthy fats bandwagon.
That's completely right, and it actually goes back much farther than the 80s and 90s. Starting in the late 50s is when all this sort of misinformation came out regarding fats and how dangerous they were, and it's just been building and building decade after decade, and I think finally now it's being unraveled, and more information is coming out that fat is not our enemy, and that in fact we do need healthy fats in our lives. So things are definitely changing, which is great.
So Laura, tell us, what kind of fats are the good fats? What do we need to eat, you know, to keep us healthy, and then what are the fats that we want to avoid?
Okay, good question. I mean, essentially, fats can be confusing because we hear so much about saturated and unsaturated, monounsaturated, and omega-3s and omega-6s, and I think people become overwhelmed by the amount of information.
Definitely.
But really, I mean, healthy, traditional fats are what you want to go for. So in general, if you're looking for a rule of thumb, I recommend that people eat the kind of fats that their grandparents ate and avoid all these newfangled oils that are highly processed, and often are very unstable and cause oxidative damage. So really you want to be cooking with fats that are saturated because they can withstand high heat. So that would include coconut oil, ghee or butter, to some degree olive oil, even things like lard, which nobody really cooks with anymore, but that's a lot healthier than eating something like canola oil, which is sort of a fake food. And, you know, when you're thinking about what to put on your salad and sort of oils for dressing, then you have a much wider array of choices. Anything from flaxseed oil to walnut oil and macadamia nut oil, any of the seed oils like pumpkin seed and hemp seed. And, you know, the other thing I would just add is don't be afraid of animal fats. Egg yolks are not bad for you. Full-fat yogurt is not bad for you. One of the problems that you were mentioning at the beginning of this was how in the 80s we all were eating just, you know, all this low-fat stuff. And what happened? The sugar content went way up. So there's a big debate between would you prefer to be on a low-fat diet or a low-sugar diet? And more research is coming out that the low-glycemic diet with a higher fat is much healthier.
Yeah, I find that in myself that I feel much better. And I did a TV show called Health Power back in 1999 in California, and I had a nutritionist on that was talking about the connection between heart disease and sugar. And I remember at the time it sounded really strange and refined carbohydrates. And now, Laura, that seems to be pretty much, you know, the way it's going. I've heard that from quite a few health professionals.
That's a really good point. And a lot of it's coming back to research around insulin and the role that insulin plays in the body and how we store fat and store energy when insulin is released, and insulin is released with glucose, which comes from carbs and sugar. So, you know, I think that's one of the things, you know, back to my earlier point about sticking with some traditional foods, is over the centuries and actually over thousands of years, humans have developed diets that work, and when we change one thing, such as taking the fat out of food, we don't realize how a cascade of other reactions can happen.
It's so true. And I think, you know, adulterating anything, you know, when it comes to food is not a good thing, whether, you know, whether you're adding chemicals, whether you're taking out, you know, something, replacing it with something else. I mean, in our book, and we talk a lot about this at Naturally Savvy, is not a good thing. Laura, I want to ask you about saturated fats, because I think a lot of people are confused. You know, saturated fats, people once believed lead to heart disease and lead to all these, you know, awful illnesses. What is your opinion on saturated fat? You mentioned before that we should be cooking with it. And then tell us a little bit, you know, about the difference between coconut oil, how that's a little bit different than other saturated fats, let's say, that come from animal foods?
Okay, that's a great question. So, you know, the main, I think an easy thing to remember about saturated fats is that they're a stable bond, those hydrogen bonds in the fat, so that they can withstand heat without breaking down in the way that unsaturated or monounsaturated fats do. So there was this connection. It all started in the late 1950s with Ansel Keys, but there was a connection between fat and heart disease that was based on shaky data, essentially. And there's a lot of other contributing factors. So, you know, as I said earlier, that hypothesis is being debunked little by little. But certainly, you know, you do want to balance. There's been sort of two viewpoints. One is that saturated fats and animal fats are dangerous and very unhealthy, and the other is that no, you know, all these whole grains and high sugar diets is what's really causing all of these problems. So, you know, these are two worldviews, you could say, with vegans on one side and traditional eaters on the other. But essentially, you know, there's a lot of benefits to saturated fats. And certainly, if you want to sort of take a position in the middle, coconut oil is a great place because it's neither an animal fat, but it is a saturated fat.
So are you familiar with anything about the new research about coconut oil? I mean, I was just doing some research lately about coconut oil and Alzheimer's. Now there's new research. People, you know, scientists are going to be looking at the effects of coconut oil and helping people with Alzheimer's. Can you tell us a little bit for those of our readers, our listeners who are out there and wondering, they'd heard about coconut oil. Just quickly, if you could tell us why coconut oil is so good for us.
Well, it's antimicrobial. It has omega-3s. It's got a lot of great benefits. And as I say, it doesn't break down when you heat it in the way that some of these other oils. So there's a lot of sort of brain protective qualities that people believe come from coconut oil and other sort of healthy fats like that. So generally, I think people have forgotten that fats need to be a part of our diet for many reasons. And one of them is that, you know, all of the building blocks in our cells are made from fats. The cell membranes are composed of fats. Our hormonal structure is, our hormonal system is dependent on healthy fats in our diet as well. So when we take all the fat out, I don't think we should be surprised that, you know, problems such as infertility and other hormonal imbalances are coming about.
Yeah, I'm a huge fat fan. I mean, a healthy fat fan, I should say. I mean, give me an avocado anytime. I'm definitely more of a paleo eater, whereas my husband is more, I wouldn't say vegan, but he can do whole grains till the cows can come home and he feels great. So I think a lot of it is how you feel, but it's so nice to know that I am eating these saturated fats and I'm not doing myself any harm.
That's great. Like. And it's also, I mean, so many people are worried about putting on weight, and I think that that's something else. You know, as you said, everyone is different, and I think it is important to note that not, you know, some people can tolerate legumes and carbs and, you know, digest them well, and for other people that causes a lot of digestive distress. So, you know, there's a lot of differences in individuality, but certainly the fear that by eating fat you will get fat, I think, does need to be disputed.
No, and I agree with that because, you know, I eat coconut oil every day. Now I've cut down on my egg consumption, but I used to eat eggs all the time, and I'm thin and I never gain weight by eating all the fat. So I think it's a matter of just reprogramming people's minds and explaining to them, like you said, Laura, today, just explaining to people about what the healthier options are out there and how good fats can help us and heal us. And they're important for us to take in. So thank you, Laura, for being on our show today. Everyone else, until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.